Newstalk ZB with Chris Lynch. It is 14 to 10. So the Minister supporting Greater Christchurch regeneration for perhaps one last time, Jerry Brownlee, has announced the Crown will fund a pre-feasibility study for the new multi-use arena in Christchurch. And the Minister is with us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is a pre-feasibility study?
Yeah, it sounds a bit rubbishy, doesn't it? It's essentially, we know that the stadium at Addington has got only a limited life. The land exists in the central city for the new stadium, and the council have made a decision to demolish AMI, so the old AMI or old Lancaster Park facility. So what we now need to know is what would be the most optimal arrangements for Christchurch, and that I think will prove to be the multi-use facility, and what sort of timelines, what sort of price range, etc., could you expect? What will it need to be a modern 21st century stadium that would fit the city well for, perhaps 100 or more years to come? So it's a first stage in getting the new stadium.
I thought this was already arranged, because didn't we have some budgets on this already between the Crown and the government?
Yes, we have, and that's still the budget that's being used. The Crown will fund it substantially, all these processes, you've got to line all your ducks up before you just get off and start it. It's a necessary step.
Okay. How long do you expect this pre-feasibility study to take?
Look, at this stage, I don't think there's a time specific on it, but I would think only, certainly well within a six-month period, and certainly in time for budgeting decisions in the next budgeting round for both the government and the council.
Do you expect the budgets could change following this study?
Well, the reason for the study is to find out what you need to have to make it a fit-for-purpose stadium. I don't think it's a good idea that we build something that's less than optimal. Mm. And so you've got to really be confident about that. And then once you get into that design stage, you can more accurately predict what it's going to cost. But, the reality is it'll be in the vicinity of $400 million. There's nothing, you can get past that.
Is it still your thoughts to have the stadium coveted? What are your views there?
Well, these are personal views, and I'd be surprised if they misalign with what most people think. Yes, I think it should be covered. I do think also it needs to be multi-purpose, a multi-user stadium. And look, it's all part of also recognising that Christchurch is becoming a more and more desirable place to live. So the population will also increase. But I think the benefit of having that type of facility alongside the Metro Sports facility, et cetera, close into the central city is a great preparation for an even more dynamic city in the future.
Would a pre-feasibility study also include a business case, or is that the next stage after this?
There'll be aspects of that, I'm sure, that will get picked up in that pre-feasibility study. I mean, stadiums are notoriously hard to make pay. So you've got to have an understanding of what the ongoing obligations will be before you sort of get too far down the track.
And could those ongoing obligations be a discussion with council about perhaps picking up the tab for the ongoing operational costs?
Well, I think the point is at this stage the council have earmarked funding in their long-term plan for the stadium. They, of course, will want to know what it's going to cost them to operate it in the future.
That's going to be the tricky bit, isn't it? Because as you say in your media release, making sure the anchor project does not become a burden on the ratepayers is an essential component of the Trust's work. That's going to be, I guess, one of the challenges, isn't it?
It is, but then you look at any civic asset, which adds to the amenity of living in a particular location, is going to have some cost to it that can't be fully commercially recovered. So I think it's important that they understand the extent to which you can make that commercial recovery and then know what the cost is going to be on an estimated annual basis for the ongoing availability of that facility.
Now, I know you don't like timelines, but I'm trying to recall, I know there was a penciled-in timeline for this stadium to actually be there. When was that, and has anything changed? Because I can't even recall now. There's been... It was delayed, wasn't it, originally by the council? Was that right?
That's right. But then the council's circumstances also have changed, and I know that they are part of this proposal that the Addington Temporary AMI Stadium Trust undo the work. But essentially, it's that most of that budget is post 2020, so we're roughly 2.5 years ahead of where we need. Well, we're about the right spot for getting the thing started in around the 2.5 year time.
Well, I hope there's going to be car parks, Minister.
Well, look, that's one of those ongoing discussions that Christchurch has got to have. I've been very firm about my view on it, and the new minister, Nikki Wagner, is equally concerned that the accessible city plan looks pretty inaccessible to us, and we need to make sure that we recognise, while public transport we hope will grow in the future, and cycling, it's great for people and a lot can use it. There are many, many others, tens of thousands, who don't have those same opportunities, who do need to park a car somewhere. And I think it's quite reasonable that we provide that inside the city.
I'm feeling slightly better, Minister, because as I had a look around the central city the other day, there's three massive car park buildings, and plus another one I think that Anthony Goff is constructing right now too. So it looks like there will be plenty of off-street parking. Does that give you some hope? Because I was feeling slightly happier when I was walking around the city last weekend.
It's the lack of, I think, what you describe as convenience parking in some places that's a bit of a problem.
Yeah. Oh, well, I better get down to Pennyfarthing and get myself a bike. Jerry Brownlee, now when do you finish up as, when does your role relinquish completely as Greater Christchurch Regeneration Minister?
12:30 today. It's
12:30 today. Have you got a cake ready, or are you celebrating?
No, I'm not celebrating. I've got
commiserating.
Beg your pardon?
Commiserating?
No. I think Nikki's going to do a great job, and you know, I've had the opportunity over the last 6.5 years to be deeply involved in so much of what's happened in the city. You know, people say, you know, they'll give me mixed reviews on that. I'm not too worried about that. What I am very proud of is the way so many local people have just got stuck in and done stuff. Now, you think of some of those terrible predictions that were around immediately after the February 22nd event, when, you know, a lot of us were still quite traumatised by those events. All of those have been well and truly defeated. And, you know, it's largely, in fact, almost totally due to local people making an effort to do things, including those in the investment community.
What are you most proud of?
I don't know, that the word pride doesn't really sort of come into it. I think I'm still really very, very amazed, impressed, whatever, with the way in which people reacted to the red zone decisions. You know, to reach a conclusion where you were best to say to people, your land is far too challenging to build on safely for the future at this point, and maybe for some decades to come. So it would be advisable that you accept one of the offers that the Crown has come up with to move on. And so many people, well, look, overwhelmingly people did that. And look, some people said to me, well, I had no choice. I guess that's right, but it's sort of the way in which people embrace that, I think, in those areas, it's a phenomenal story in my view.
Of course, this is your exit interview now, Minister.
Yeah, well, what a cunning way to get one.
I know.
I think it was just a nice little way to exit by saying, look, the stadium is still a possibility. And we do want to keep the Crusaders, and we're seeing this season that they are the greatest team, but not just them. Look at all the other sport that Canterbury is so good at.
Yep.
You know, to have a multi-purpose arena stadium right inside the centre of the city, walking distance to
yes,
bus step, all that sort of thing.
Yes,
pretty amazing.
It will be amazing. Well, look, best wishes for your new role as Foreign Affairs Minister, and appreciate your time. We'll talk to you again soon, perhaps in that capacity.
Good as gold. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you for your time, Minister.